This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Election Commission's IT initiatives for free and fair elections. The participants are Akshay Raut, former Director General, Election Commission of India, and Rajesh Lake, anchor.
Mr. Akshay Raut, what are the IT initiatives that are being taken, keeping all the stakeholders in mind, like the electors, the political parties, and also for the election management? What are the IT initiatives being taken?
The USP of India is its electoral democracy. Even when it started as an independent nation in 1947, the first elections came in 51-52. From that time onwards, for the last 70-75 years, India has been giving elections on time, each time, and correct elections, which is accepted not only by the contestants, but also internationally, it is seen as a gold standard. But we are moving with the times. The management skills for elections are also improving upon available new technology, new ideas, new learnings, international best practices, and all that. So, Election Commission of India, in its humility, always says that we learn from each election and make it better the next time. But electoral democracy continues to be the first USP of India anywhere in the world. But of late, in the last 10-20 years, we have become also IT superpowers. In information technology, we are second to none. It's globally recognized. So with that has come a lot of benefits and a lot of new ways of application of technology in critical areas. In this context, what can be more important than the conduct of elections? That too, national elections, as it is coming now in the form of 2024 Lok Sabha election. So this is setting this type of platform. I'll respond to your question, which was what the Election Commission is doing for various categories or components of important players in elections. Okay. First is voters. They are the center of the election. In fact, I always say elections belong to the voters. So they must be facilitated, and they must be facilitated in every manner. They have two entry points largely. One is in the electoral roll. The second is at the polling station as they go as voters. In the electoral roll, the whole electoral roll system, how the individual can become an elector, how he or she can change constituency, change name, change the address, and in various categories of electors. All these are IT-based, automated. In fact, most of the things can be done online, including adding of the new names of first-time electors who become 18-year-old.
I believe that you also have something like the KYC, ECI, yeah. Know Your yeah. Candidate. So if an elector wants to know about the candidate, and all the details are there.
Yes, yes. I think you have taken the next step. I was on the elector, but you have come to the voter now. I'm coming to that in a minute.
Okay.
That's very important what you said. So a person can be an elector. We have 970 million electors, much higher than the population of many continents put together. But all this has become very simple and very straight and very error-free because of IT application. Now, once the name is on the electoral roll, you become an elector and you are ready to vote. Then the KYC is one of the things which you mentioned. There are quite a few things. KYC is a very critical thing. I must exercise my choice by knowing what choices I have, what candidates are before me, who are they, what is their background, criminal background, money, wealth-wise background, and educational background. And election rules have made it mandatory for the political parties to file those affidavits. But those affidavits are best seen by through a Know Your Candidate application, which the Election Commission has created by applying IT, in which they can have the voter in his or her constituency, or for that matter anywhere, can know the candidate well and exercise the choice. So that not only that, there are the whole system of VHA, voter helpline applications, is there, in which the voter can view his polling booth details. Where exactly? Because, you know, a lot of people think that it is very cumbersome. It is very difficult to find the polling booth. They can also connect with their BLO. BLO is booth level officer. We are having 10.5 lakh booths, or polling stations, if you call them in English, polling stations. Each has an in-charge called booth level officer. They also have an app in which they can reflect all their information. BLO's app application. They are very critical points. They are the most ground level officials of the Election Commission. And their information to the central nervous system and how the polling station is operating is very important. And they can do it through app. But the voter can also connect to his or her BLO and the electoral registration officer, who is typically a tehsildar or an SDO.
Okay, so this can be done through the voter helpline app?
Yes, yes, through BHA, yes, absolutely. And everything can also apply forms online, can also check at the time of poll where all his or her details are, can download the e-epic card, which is, so all these are for the help of the voter. So plenty for the help of voter. Then when the voter turnout comes for use of people like you and me and for anyone who is interested to know how much voting has been done and who has got how much of vote. So this comes very quick. And believe me, the television studios or the broadcasters like you, all the ready-made updates that you give at election time very happily, and it attracts a lot of listening and viewing for all broadcaster. It comes from the IT application systems of Election Commission of India. And so that is a matter of IT and election management achievement. There is this National Grievance Service Portal in which not only citizens like you and me, the electors, the voters, even the political parties, candidates, media, everyone can put any complaints. So that can happen on that. So that's for the voter and the citizens at large. Let's come to the next component which you mentioned, that political parties. I think we need to tell voters that the political parties not only can get their nominations and their affidavits online, but there is a Suvidha portal which is constructed for them, which not only provides them facilities for filing online nomination affidavit, they can also through that avail the permission for facilities which are so important during campaigning, like holding a meeting in a street corner at a given field, Maidan, or in a typical stage, and holding rallies through the streets of a town. They need permission, and that permission can come now through Suvidha portal, so that the first come, first serve can be technologically established, not an official who is sitting behind the counter and applying a discretion to give some facility to someone.
So there's really ease of doing business, like, very smooth conduct of the elections, and you can track the status of the election permission and nominations, as Akshaji said. What about the Encore Nodal app?
It is an end-to-end application for election officials, basically. So it's not a citizen-centric one, but it is for the chief electoral officers, for the district election officers. It's very important for the returning officer, etc. So they will know what their responsibilities and how they have performed their various duties. Those will be reflected in Encore. But I think the most important, as you are saying, for the limitation of time, we need to talk about what is the most important. The most important, according to my understanding, with having seen elections closely as from a management perspective for last about 15 years, is e-vigil. There cannot be anything more important than this in terms of an IT application for enhancing quality of election. Quality of election in India has been historically affected by two vices. One is muscle power. The other one is money power. Muscle power has been done away with, almost done away with the advent of EVM, which has made booth capturing, fudging, erroneous votes, all this meaningless, and which make voting and counting a very swift, smart, and correct experience. Otherwise, I think we would be spending weeks in counting the ballots of population, 970 million voters, typically 65% or more are voting already these days. Thanks to a lot of management initiatives of ECI, voting is much more. So the counting will take more time if the EVM was not there. EVM is a correct, absolutely transparent, non-temporable machine, simple machine, not IT system. We are talking about simple technology, which helps the Indian election system like an angel. And it is the more said in the praise of it, the still less. Now, coming back to CVigil. Second problem of Indian election system, which the challenge it faces. The other day, the CCA made mention of four aims which are challenging. Four aims it's talking about. One was model code of conduct, of course, and one is money power, and one is misinformation. So we'll come to that a little later on. But money power and the violation of model code, these two are supposed to be tackled in a very advanced, prompt manner by CVigil. Would you believe that from the time the elections were announced not long ago, not even 15 days back, 16th of March, already 80,000 complaints from citizens have been received on violation of model code or on money power, money, goodies, liquor or drugs, anything which is inducement being circulated in the election arena, 80,000 complaints. And the good news, again based on technology, IT, is that all of it almost has been disposed of. And the better news is that more than 80% of these disposals were in 100 minutes, just in 100 minutes. So swift, so the arrangement of recording, reporting, and resolving of the violation is so strong and so consistent that from the time a citizen takes a simple picture on the smartphone, video, audio recording, and passes it on to the district election officer comes, someone assigns, someone swiftly reaches, because it is all based on the GIS system. So they can reach at the actual location, the flying squad or those who are enforcers, quickly take action. This is tremendous. Okay. And other countries need to learn from it.
For the benefit of our listeners, just to put it in a nutshell, if you have the C-Vigil app, which is an innovative mobile application for citizens to report model code of conduct and expenditure violations during the elections. C-Vigil stands for Vigilant Citizen and emphasizes the proactive and reasonable role citizens can play in the conduct of free and fair elections. Akshaji, what about the Saksham ECI app also? Let's not forget that we do have people with disability and we are all inclusive. So if you could throw some light on Saksham as well.
A very good point. That shows the inclusive nature and the empathetic and compassionate nature of our working systems all around. The Saksham portal has been developed to make sure that people, our fellow voters, who have difficulties, any type of handicap, they can report their handicaps, they can ask for facilities, they can know what are the things available for them in the whole election system as special support at the polling station, and they can just report their any difficulties which can be handled by election managers. And I think the Election Commission and we India as a country as a whole can be proud of the accessibility features of mobile phones for voters with blindness and hearing disabilities is also taken care of this, and they can ask to be marked. You know, if you are marked as a person with disabilities on the electoral roll, then you are entitled to get certain facilities, and so you can request to be marked on this. So the Saksham application is for persons with disabilities especially, and of course we have talked about voter helpline mobile application, which is VHA. That's for anything: ID card, applying online, corrections, and knowing booth level officer, electoral registration officer, everything. So the voters have been really taken care of in with engagement of technology. I would definitely like to add something, though we have discussed partly, but in terms of IT application, another critical application is EVM management system, because EVM keeps being discussed. So EVM management has been made completely transparent by EVM management system 2.0, in which the whole inventory of EVM, where they are, whether they are randomized, machines are being deployed to polling stations, and where they are moving, where they are being taken for counting, where they are being lodged, everything is on the IT-based management. So that shows the complete transparency around the critical voting machine of EVM. The other one which I must highlight is the in the expenditure monitoring. The expenditure management system has been really hugely strengthened, like election seizure management system, ESMS they call it, integrated election expenditure monitoring system, IEMS. These are coordinated IT systems in which accounts people, enforcing people, expenditure management senior level at the field level, and the flying squad all are in touch about what, where, and how much is being seized, and what is it, where it is going, for what reason. So this has helped in overall increasing the size of enforcement. Okay. And of course, just now I think you were mentioning, I must repeat it, there is a overall national grievance service portal in which everyone can lodge a complaint who has a complaint. This is again a portal. So massive amount of IT coming to the help of the new generation election, Lok Sabha 2024 to the 18th Lok Sabha. And I'm sure that this election will be remembered for a IT-facilitated and IT-supported election as well, besides other things.
And the Indian elections are a testament to the meticulous planning and execution by ECI, making it the world's largest logistics exercise in which IT plays a major role. Thank you, Akshaji. Thank you for being with Akash.
It's a pleasure to be here.
You were listening to a discussion on Election Commission's IT initiatives for free and fair elections. The participants were Akshay Raut, former Director General, Election Commission of India, and Rajesh Lake, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the New Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app. News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.